marvelous God is about to do for us today. I just want us to begin to appreciate him, give him all the glory. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's your God. He's your helper, your redeemer. You may not see everything about your life looking like a proper textbook, but I can tell you things are happening. When you sit back and take stock of what has happened, you'll be marvelous at how far God has brought you. So because of that goodness, that mercy God is showing on you, I just want you to worship him. I want you to thank him. I want you to love on him. He is your good father. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We give you praise for how far you have brought us, for helping us thus far. It is not by power, it is not by might, but by your spirit. You have shown us your mercy. You have shown us your favor. You have opened our doors and our gates. You have done what no man can do. Lord, we bless you. We call you great. You are faithful. You are the lover of my soul. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Because of you, I am alive. Because of you, I'm counted amongst the living. I thank you for you have surrounded me. Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, have you surrounded me. I thank you, Lord, for being my helper. I thank you for being my peace. I thank you for being the one who has helped me out of the storms of life. I can't take you for granted. Jesus, you are awesome. Jesus, you are merciful. Jesus, you are loving. I love you, my master. I love you, my savior. I call you the great I am. I call you the big God. I call you the soon coming king, the one that turns the tide of the battle in my favor. I give you praise that you wipe my tears even when I'm in front of confusion. Lord, you were still there with me. I give you praise, Lord Jesus, that I did not die, Lord, as the month passed. Lord, I did not die, Lord, as men had desired. I am here, hale and hearty, to the praise and to the glory of your name. I bless your holy name, Jesus. You are my comforter. You are my strength when I am weak. You are my comforter. You are my strength when I am weak. I thank you because in you I find my peace. I thank you because in you I find joy. I go again and again, and I'm thankful to be in your presence. I come again and again to draw strength from you. I get what I need in you. I find all I need in you. Where can I go out of your presence? From where can I turn to? To whom can I turn to you? I look up to you, my God. From where my help comes from? My help comes from the one who, the maker of the heavens and the earth. You make things beautiful for me. You turn my morning into dancing. Please bless your God where you are. Make a boast. Give him all the praise that he deserves. I want you to magnify his name. I want you to magnify the name of the Lord in your life. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. I give you praise, Yeshua HaMashiach, the God that lifts my head out of the merry clay. You are the God that have set me above. You have set me high above principalities and power. You have set me high above my contemporaries. You have set me high above all shame and scandal. I give you praise. You have set me high above sin and suffering. You have set me high above hunger and dejection. I thank you, Father, for you love me unconditionally. You have me in the very palms of your hand. My thoughts, Lord, is what you think about daily. You think about me, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I know today again you will touch me. Yes, Lord, I know today again you will heal me. Yes, Lord, I know today again you will speak to me. Lord, my life will not remain the same way. I will not be stuck. I'm not a stagnant water. I know again, Lord, your hand of mercy is resting on me. I thank you because today again I know you are opening my doors and my gates, and you are giving me, Lord, a green light of access to move in. I thank you again because I know today you are bringing down every stronghold, every pattern, every curse, every chain. You are disgracing the enemies, Lord, today for me and my household and my family, my business, my ministry, my children, my daughter. You have not called me to seek you in vain. Every day I come into your presence, Lord, is an opportunity to grow and become better. I am in the presence of my divine God. I am in the presence of my maker. I am in the presence of the merciful one. You will make all things beautiful for me. You are making all things easy for me. No more struggling, no more suffering, no more backwardness. Today again, I have come to establish my presence in you, Lord, that you are the God that I will forever serve. Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way. Give me, Lord Jesus, oh God, blessings from your presence in the name of Jesus. Let me leave your presence with peace. Let me leave your presence with joy. Let me leave your presence with understanding. I am leaving the presence of my maker better than I have come in. I am living in charge. I am living happy. I am living with joy. I am living with laughter. I am not living with sadness. I am not going back to defeat. I am not going back to oppression. I am not going back to all kinds of disgrace and demonic attacks in the name of Jesus. It is an error to step into the presence of God and go back the same way you have come. I am in the presence of the King. He will make me laugh again. He will make me smile. He will show me kindness. He will show me his favor, his loving kindness. Today, Lord God Almighty, I am living fulfilled. I am living the presence of the Lord with gladness. I am bouncing back from every depression, every worry, every slow movement. This day, Lord, that you have made, I will rejoice and I'll be glad in it. My family and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, you are doing marvelous things for me. I am living, Lord God Almighty, with testimonies. I am living, Lord God Almighty, with miracles in my heart. Lord, I hear over my life the blowing of the shofar of the dawning of a new day. I hear the trumpet of glory sounding for me. I don't know what you have come to seek the Lord for today. I don't know the desires upon your hearts, but I want you now, if you have no expectation, to begin to have one as you are in the presence of the Lord. What do you want to see as you live? What do you want to be your story, your thanksgiving, your testimony as you leave the presence of the Lord? I want you to begin to thank the Lord ahead of time. I want you to begin to praise the Lord ahead of time. Say, Father, as I come out of your presence, I'm coming out full. I'm coming out with refreshing in my soul. I am coming out in charge. I am coming out on top. I am not coming out in misery. Lord, as I leave your presence, I am coming out, Lord Jesus, with gladness, with testimony of come and see what the Lord has done. I don't know what you want to be your story when you come out of the presence of God. I'm coming out with a basket load, 12 baskets full of remnant, of abundance in my life, in my storehouse, in the name of Jesus. I'm not coming out empty handed. I am not leaving the presence of God empty handed. I am not leaving the presence of God empty handed. I am not leaving the presence of my Father empty handed. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. I am coming out with testimonies. I am coming out testifying. I am coming out with testimonies. I am coming out testifying. My storehouse overflows in the name of Jesus. I am not a casualty. I am not defeated. I am not going backward. No confusion in my life. I live here, Lord God Almighty, with information, with strategies, with insights, Lord. I know what to do part time. I live, Lord God Almighty, with insights, oh Lord, with strategies. I know what to do part time. I am living here full of glory, full of fire, full of light, in the name of Jesus. I am living here healed. No more sickness in my body. No more sickness in my life. No more sickness in my family. Things are turning right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I am living here with a way. I am living here with a way. My ways, Lord, have you brought to pass and aligning them, Lord. I'm not entering into troubles. I'm not entering into problems. Lord, I know what to do, Lord. I am living here, Lord, with instructions. My strength is renewed. My hope is made alive. Lord, I am not living here with my head bowed in shame and going back to wonder, how will it be? Lord, I am living living here with answers. I am living here with results. Results in my life. Answers come forth. Ele brende kata lida zila banda kataya. Rebokoto sekete zika talabahai. Rabababababababababababa shandele brekete. Azambrankata zebrekete zika talaba. Rabobobobobobobobo. Eka balande kata zekata zakata labrakata. No more will I be under subjection and oppression. Eka barakata labrakata yandalabahai. I live here, Lord God Almighty, full of the armor of God. I live here, Lord God Almighty, out of the oppression of witchcraft, out of emotional depression and oppression, out of all kinds of problems, dreams, bad dreams, financial lack. I am not going back to the same story. I'm not going back to disgrace, Lord. No more torment. Please pray. My expectation is a basket full. I am living here with a hundredfold testimony. Oh, the heavens over my life and destiny be open. I am living here with a phone call, Lord, with money in my bank account, with opportunity of job. What are you living here with? What do you want to see? What do you want to be your answer, your result, your testimony, the laughter in your mouth? Let there be increase upon increase. Let there be more than enough in my storehouse, Lord. Let the oil in my lamp not run out, Lord. I have extra. I live here, Lord Jesus, with fire. I live here, Lord God Almighty, Lord, with hunger. I live here, Lord God Almighty, better, bigger than I came in. Opportunity doors be open unto me. I live here, Lord, with good news. Left, right, and center. Good news. Follow me. Pursue me. Overtakes me. My story changes. My family dynamics change. No more financial lack. No more struggling. We don't go back to the same old story. Rande kataya. My expectation will not be cut off. The Bible says the expectation of the righteous will not be cut short. Your expectation will not be cut short today. In the name of Jesus, that which you are expecting the Lord to do, it will not be cut short. Your eyes will see it in the name of Jesus. Your mouth will testify. Your hands will handle your destiny, your breakthrough, your glory. My expectation in the house of the Lord will not be cut short. My expectation for the Lord I serve will not be cut short. I will not be disappointed in the name of Jesus. I will not be ridiculed in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I will profit, Lord. I will have in abundance, Lord. I will testify of your goodness. Landa kabalande katala brokoto zilabai. Envelopes of blessing are opening up to you. Opportunities are knocking on your door. Ekalambrankata zelebrenkete zikabalanda kayanda labrakata. The Lord turn your story around today. Rande katalabai. The Lord wipe your tears away. Rambankata yadabahai. The Lord visit you with milk and honey. The Lord visit you with excess of blessing. The Lord visit you with his promise, as he has said, in the name of Jesus. My hope in the Lord will not be shaken. My fire in God will not go down. I will not curse God and die. I wait for my Redeemer. I wait for my change to come. Every doubter right here, right now, I break that spirit, that lying tongue. You will not doubt your God. He's able to save you and bring you out. He will bring you out in the glory of his name. He will bring you out with the power of his might. My mouth will testify. My soul will be made glad. I will eat the fruit of my labor. Lord, you will come and rescue my family, my husband, my children. You will come and rescue my business from drowning, from failure. It will not pack up and I won't quit. Lord, you will come and give me the promotion I need, the help I need. I receive it from God today. In the name of Jesus, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. At the right hand, there are pleasures for everyone. I take that which is mine today. I take my portion. I take my answer. I take my blessing. I take my profit. I take my good news. I take my children. I take my marriage. I take my my territory. I take my graduation. I take my success. What are you taking out of the presence of the Lord? Scripture says life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it will eat the fruit thereof. You will eat the fruit of your doings. You will eat the fruit of your tongue. Whatever you say, God says, I will hear and I will do. I spread, Lord, I expand. This ministry is not going down, Lord. I'm living with answers. I'm living with strategy. There is increase on all sides. Men are increased. Financial increase. Le bronco to laborers in the vine come. Le bronco to lambrancataya. A meeting space, a building is provided. All we need, oh God, for programs and resources are given. Lord God Almighty, we sink our roots deep down and we bring out fruit upward. Lord, no trial, no failure, no falling, no sickness, no calamity, no defeat is our portion. In the name of Jesus, we have not been called to seek you in vain. We will not be brought down. We will not be sat on. We will not be disgraced, Lord. We will not cry bitter tears. There is a turnaround coming for families. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare today, as we are in the presence of the Lord, we live with a basket full, overflowing blessing. In the name of Jesus, we live with more than enough, Lord. We are satisfied by the power in the name of Jesus. We are made fattened. Leka landa kataya. No struggle, no struggle in our lives, no struggle in our way, no struggle for us in the name of Jesus. We reject defeat, we reject calamity, we reject path backwardness, we reject pitfalls and downfalls in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse is broken off our lives. We are not longer victims in the name of Jesus. Patterns and circles in our Father's house chasing at us to keep us down and keep us stagnant, we break out. We will not be caught. We lose our hold. We lose the hold of darkness in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you will make us, Lord Jesus, into who you have promised and said we will become. Your promise will come to pass in our lives in the name of Jesus. I hear God say, I will wipe tears away. You have been crying for such a long time, but now I have come for your rescue. I have come to show you mercy. I have come to show you kindness. I want you to believe the word of the Lord and decree and declare that my eyes will no longer cry bitter tears. My Father has come to show me goodness, mercy, kindness in the name of Jesus. Today is my turn. Today is my day. I will be announced by the mercies of the Lord. I will be decorated and celebrated by the power of the Lord. This is the turn of my family. This is the turn for me to be showcased and elevated in the name of Jesus. No longer would I look at others that are going forward. No longer would I look at others that are making giant strides and shake my head and wonder when my time will come. Now I announce, this is your turn and this is your time. In the name of Jesus, Lambranco Tozi Lakata Lembranca Tele Brekete Abarabada Bagadaba Shande Lebregede Begede Begede Shandala Baba 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 Rekete Zekete Katala Branco Tosi Labaha Lebroco Tosi Katala Bakataya Rabande Katosa Palande Katala Baha Elebrocoto Zande Kataba Kataba Katabaha Jampalante Jampalanto Sambalis Kitilianto Labaha Rababa Baba 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 Baha E Kata 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 Zalebekete Abaraskete Labrocoto Sila Barande Lebrekete Zila Baha. In the name of Jesus, Shanda Katala Brakata Rabando Koto Si Katayaba. Just like Esther, I decree and declare your turn has come. Lambrankata Shele Katali Bahanda Yadaba. The Bible says to us in the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 15, that when it was Esther's turn to go and meet the king, she was loved, she was favored, she was delighted to be looked upon. The crown was placed on her head. Why? Because it was her turn. Lambrankata Yandalaba. Many people may have gone ahead of you. Many people may have had their own testimonies, but I say this is your turn, and you'll be favored, you'll be looked upon with the eyes of love. You will wear your own crown, you will be sat on your own throne in the name of Jesus. Another will not wear your crown, another will not qualify for your blessing, another will not take your own in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you that portion.
portion that is yours. Your family's turn has arrived. Your business turn has come. Now this is the turn to get jobs. This is the turn to get jobs. Opportunities are coming to you now. The doors of favor be open. Say, Father, in your presence today, I decree and I declare my turn and time has come. The turn for me to be announced has come. The turn for me to scale up has come. The turn for me to spread out has come. In the name of Jesus, this is my turn. I will wear my crown. I will sit on my throne. This is my turn. I will have favor multiple on every side. I will be loved and I'll be appreciated. I have favor now because it is my turn. I have good news now because it is my turn. I have help now because it's my turn. Things are turning in my favor in the name of Jesus. I will not run helter-skelter. I will not cry for favor. I will not cry for help. I will not cry for food, and neither will I beg for one. This is my turn and my time. Just as Esther's turn came, my turn has come. My family's turn has come. My ministry's turn has come. My business turn has come. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Shambrankata Sheka Balanda Labaha, Rabba Shandele Katalaba. This is my story. This is my song. This is my testimony. This is my song. I will praise the Lord. Lekala Brankata Yadaba. I will worship my master. I will worship my king. I will worship my maker. I will worship my savior. In the name of Jesus, Shakala Brankata Sheka Lambronkotolaba. I am living sharpened. I am living with skills and insights. I am living in charge. I am living knowing what I need to do at the right time. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. We can only put our trust and our hope in you. You will never fail. You will never disappoint us. You will never forsake us. Yeka zambarande kaya rabanka tosika talabahai rakata sekete zika talabahai lebronko tosaka talabakata yadaba raboko tosaka tabakata bahai eka barakata zambela kata zika talaba lebronko tosaka tayadabahai ebelanka talabroko tosandele brekete jayadabakata labrakata zekete zakata bahai labronko to zakataya dabakataya dabaha rabababababababababa shandekete zikata labaha Aborokoto sandalaba. Please pray where you are. Lezakataya, this month of April, I'm not struggling. My family will not be covered. We will not go down. We will not beg for bread in the name of Jesus. This is our turn and our time for announcement. This is our turn and our time for laughter. This is our turn and our time for celebration. In the name of Jesus, we will not come to penury. We will not come to darkness. We will not come to poverty. We will not run helter-skelter and beg, oh God. Jesus, we cancel every demonic handwriting over any life and every family here that says poverty will be your portion in the month of April. We scatter it in the name of Jesus. Any network of darkness over your life and destiny, anyone that says you will be disgraced, anyone that says you will come to failure, anyone that says you will come to begging, sadness, it is not your portion. I scatter and I cancel such from your life in the name of Jesus. Rabakata zekata labrankata rabonkoto zalabandakata yandelebrekete zala. The Lord will show kindness to you and your household. The Lord will show mercy to you and your family. Yes, the Lord wipe your tears away completely in the name of Jesus. I announce to you no more dark days. I announce to you no more trying times. I announce to you right now the siege is over. I announce to you the old is gone, the new has begun. In the name of Jesus, this is what God is saying, and I announce it to you. No more will you have piecemeal. No more little in your hands. No more little in your bank account. No more little. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. Rabada bagada 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 bag Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Thank you, Father. You are at work even right now. Yes, Lord. You are moving on our behalf even right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Your soul, Lord God Almighty, have been made glad. Your soul right now has been made glad. Yes, 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 yes. God has done remarkable, marvelous things. He has done remarkable, marvelous things. He has done remarkable, marvelous things for us. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. See how far you brought me. Lord, I've come to worship you. Oh, see how far you've helped me. And Lord, I've come to worship. See, say, see how far you've guided me. And Lord, I've come to worship. See how far you've protected me. And Lord, I've come to worship you. So we say, see how far you've brought me. And Lord, I've come to worship. See how far you've guided me. And Lord, I've come to worship. See how far he has helped you. And Lord, I've come to worship. I see how far you brought from the miry clay. Lord, I have come to worship you. Oh, I see how far you have brought me, Lord. Lord, I have come to worship you. Oh, we see how far you have brought us. Oh my God. Lord, we have come to worship you. If you can see how far God has brought you, you can be rest assured he's taking you further. If you can see it, you will know that you are still going further. If you can see what God has done, if you can see how he fought your battles, if you can see how he rescued you, if you can see his timing, if you can see it, you will know that there is a tomorrow. You will know that there is still glory. You will know he's not done with you. I see, Lord, what you are doing. I see how far you have brought me. I see how you have opened my doors. I see how you have turned it in my favor. I see how you have rescued me. I see where I was hopeless, where I was dejected. I see where I was tired. I see where I was giving up. I see where I was overwhelmed and how you brought me out. I see where I was in sin and how you delivered me. I see what you've done. You have been there as my rescue. You have been there, Lord, as my laughter. You have been there as my shield in the name name of Jesus. I see your mercy. I see your goodness. I see the doors opening for me in the name of Jesus. I see a turnaround. I see my elevation. I see my help. This is not your end. This is not my end. God is making room, making way through us. There is an announcement coming. There is an answer coming. You have brought us out of desert and the wilderness of life. You have brought us out of the shame and the dejection and all the demonic programs. In Indeed, you will take us far. Indeed, you will take us further. Indeed, you will take us higher. Indeed, you will take us through. This is not where we'll be ending. This is not our disaster. This is not our disaster. This is not our end. We come out on the other side. We come out on the other side. We come out with glory. We come out on the other side. We come out with favor. We come out on the other side. We come out with gladness. We come out with joy. We come out with our thanksgiving. We come out with testimony. We come out with our health. We come out with our mind. In the name of Jesus, you come out with your baby. You come out on the other side with your marriage, with your partner. You come out on the other side as a champion. In the name of Jesus. The God of your rescue, the God of your turnaround, the God of your breakthrough. Yes, he's your God. In Jesus' name we are praying. The Bible says to us in the book of Psalms 34. This is our focus of prayer today. Psalms 34 verse 19 to 20. Psalms 34 verse 19 to 20 says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. He will keep all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Hallelujah. As many as the affliction of your life will be, as many of the affliction of your life that has been, God says that he will deliver you from them all. Affliction is a disorder. I don't know the disorder you have been witnessing. I don't know the disorder that has been in your marriage. I don't know the disorder that you have come to encounter in your place of job, your work. Any form of disorder is an affliction. Any form of suffering is an affliction. Suffering of the mind, emotional, financial, marital suffering, spiritual suffering, bodily suffering, they are all categorized as affliction. Anything that causes you pain, causes you harm, gives you trauma, gives you distress, is a grief and a mystery. Those are affliction. Mental pain, bodily pain, loss of a loved one, calamities, losses, sicknesses, they are all affliction. God says he will deliver you from them all. As many of this affliction they be, God says he will deliver you from them all. In this month of miracle, you will see the hand of God like never before. You will see miracle signs and wonder over afflictions in the name of Jesus. Every affliction, marital affliction, God is saying that that affliction will not stop you from enjoying this miracle. It will bring to you an answer. He will bring to you solution from that affliction. In the name of Jesus, come on, go ahead and begin to pray. My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, deliver me from every form of affliction. I have had afflictions for years, misery, losses, lacks. I have had pain, persecution, grief. Oh God, deliver me, Lord. I am tired of affliction and I say enough is enough. Deliver me from all my afflictions. Deliver me from every form of affliction. In the name of Jesus, deliver my household, deliver my marriage from affliction. We have cried and cried again and again, but we decree and declare in the name of Jesus today that we will have miracles answer, miracles baby, miracle jobs, miracle businesses. Instead of affliction, Lord, you will give us testimonies in the name of Jesus. This This disorder in your home must come to an end. This disorder in business must come to an end. This disorder in finance must come to an end. We decree and declare now, let the death of this affliction come. Let the disorder cease in the name of Jesus. Let every trauma, every pain, every grief you have carried for so long come to an end in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, Father, deliver me from all affliction. My master, save me from every affliction, as many as they are, Lord. You say you will deliver the righteous from every form of affliction. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Completely loose me from affliction. Every affliction of my mind, every affliction in my soul, every affliction in my body, financial affliction, marital afflictions. Lord, I decree and I declare right now, let such afflictions be seized now, be delivered from them. Come out from afflictions now in the name of Jesus. As many as you know, mention them and say, I am out of financial affliction, lack and doubt. I am out of you now in the name of Jesus. I break out of affliction of finance. I break out of affliction of poverty. I break out of affliction of marital pain and pressure. I break out of affliction of generational curses. I break out, I break out, I break out. I break out in the name of Jesus. Enough is enough of affliction. Let them cease and come to an end. Let afflictions come to an end in my life and marriage. Let afflictions come to an end in the life of my children. Enough of this pain. Enough of this sorrow. Enough of this issue. I have been distressed for too long, but I cry out to God Almighty. Deliver me. Deliver me. I don't know what you are praying, but please pray that the Lord deliver you from them all. You can live a glorious life. You can live a life full of laughter, miracle, signs, and wonder. He can deliver you out of them all. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, deliver me from all afflictions. Deliver me from them all. In the name of Jesus, deliver me from them all. In the mighty name of Jesus, deliver me from them all. By your power now, by your mercy now. In Jesus' name we are praying. He said he will keep all your bone. Not one of your bone will be broken. Not one of your bone will be broken. Despite the pressure, despite the attack, you will not be broken. You will not be a victim. In the name of Jesus, now in the name of Jesus, I speak to anyone who is being put to an edge, who the devil has put to an edge, who the devil has put a knife to your throat. I decree not one of your bone will be broken. Not one of your children will you lose. Not one of your finance or your property will you be disgraced with. In the name of Jesus, the Lord deliver you. I say, Father, deliver me from all affliction. Let one of my bones not be broken. Let one of my bones not be broken. Let one of my bones not be broken. Let one of my children not be missing. Let no calamity come to us anymore. In the name of Jesus, I cover your children with the blood of Jesus. I cover your children, your spouse with the blood of Jesus. I cover you now with the blood of Jesus. Le kabarankata zekete labaha. E kabaraskete lebrakataya. Abunda kata lebrekete bekete zikata labaha. Rakata bokoto zanta lekete. Azamba labaza bazata labrokoto. Azjabrakata zakata. Egele begede begede zabaraskete lebrakada. Rabogolo. In Jesus' name we are praying. I want you to take this seriously. If God is saying that this month is a month of miracle, that means he does not want anything to hinder your miracle. He does not want anything to stop your answer. He does not want anything to cause you to remain in perpetual pain, in disorder, in chaos. You must fight against anything that wants to keep you bound to shame, to perpetual pain, disorder, lack, harm, distress, grief, whatever it is that wants to keep you down. We say no. This season is your season of lifting. It is your season of breakthrough. It is your season of miracle. It is your turn as on your time, just as Esther. Nothing will stop it in the name of Jesus. You will not cry bitter tears in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not beg for bread in the name of Jesus. Calamity be far from you. Oppression be far from you. Every form of affliction, we seize you now. We end you now. We bind you now. We scatter you now. Get out of this life. Get out of this family. Get out of this woman. Get out of her husband. Get out of her children. Every time you cry, you are always sad. You are always sad. You are always depressed. It is an affliction. I command depression to check out in the name of Jesus. Check out now. Let that depression check out. Rakata la brakata ya dabai. Let depression check out. La brakata le kata ya dabai. Let that depression check out. Agaboroko tosa kata ya taya da. Agobelanda la brakata ya. Say no more depression. No more affliction. No more depression. Agaboroko. Raskete kala brakata ya tabai le branda la bragada bagada bai e kabara bagada 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 bai rekete zakata la bakatai. Say I will no longer be depressed. Every depression the enemy has used to cage me, I break out now. I break out now. I break out now. I break out now. Out of depression, my soul be released. Let my soul be released. My joy will no longer be bound. I find joy now. The joy of the Lord becomes my strength. I curse every affliction back to the root. Alanda kalika tayadai. Eka baranga tayadai. Health affliction. Eka baranga dai. I terminate sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. Eka balanda labragadai. Afflicting your well-being. Afflicting your productivity. Afflicting your state of health. Kalimbranga tayadai. Let them be scattered now. Be broken now. Be scattered now, be broken now, be scattered now. Hey, kalambrangadaya. Hey, my God, my Father, rakata lakata kata katai. The Lord rescue you out of affliction. The Lord rescue you out of depression. The Lord rescue you out of sickness. Every torment to your mind, whatever comes to speak to you in the night, causing you not to have a sound sleep, every strange dream, kabalanda kataya, that has come to take your peace away, I scatter the affliction now. Randa kala daya dai. Randa kala daya daya dai. Rekete la baras gada bara baza gada la brokotoza. Hey, my Lord, my Father, deliver them from affliction. Deliver her and her household. Deliver her children. Deliver her marriage from affliction. Let your business now be delivered from affliction. Every hand of enemy that comes to make you spend unnecessary, waste your money, devourers, wasters of destiny, the Lord deliver you now. You will not have a breakdown of vehicle. You will not have an accident. You will not be rushed to the hospital. No member of your household will be rushed to the hospital. Every affliction to waste your resources. We overturn now. We scatter it. Failure at the edge of success, we scatter you now. We bind you from the root now. You will not afflict this one. You will not afflict her mind. You will not afflict her finance. You will not afflict her destiny. You will not afflict her in any way. Disorder is an affliction. We come against disorder in marriage. We come against disorder in career. We come against disorder in any form. Any form of disorder, I bind bind you now. I scatter you now. I reject you now. I disgrace your plots and plans. They have been exposed. You will not thrive. You will not succeed over this one in the name of Jesus. Your miracle is tangible. You are carrying miracles. This month is your miracle day. Is your miracle month. Is your miracle hour. Receive miracle answers. Receive miracle jobs. Receive miracle money. Receive miracle proposal. Receive miracle engagement. Miracle visa appointments. Miracle opportunities. Let miracle come to you now. Receive miracle. I say, Lord, strange miracles are happening left, right, and center. Strange miracle. Money meets money. You have not handled monies in a long time. In millions, and I decree and I declare, let them land in your lap, land in your household. Land for you now in the name of Jesus. No more begging, no more toiling, no more smallness, no more disgrace in the name of Jesus. It is your season for miracle. It is your season for miracle, signs and wonder. This is your season, lagada bagada. Your turn has come. Your turn has come. Your turn has come. In the mighty name of Jesus, I announce miracles happening. That is what God said towards the start of this month. What do you need miracle for? Open your mouth and pray. I call forth miracle now. I call forth my miracle. I call forth my miracle for my brother. I call forth miracle for my husband. I call forth miracle for me. I call forth miracle for my children, my sons and my daughters. I call forth miracle right now for everyone on this platform. I call forth miracle. Let miracles enter now into your life. That thing that you have been struggling to handle, struggling to get results, struggling to do, now by the power in the name of Jesus, receive a miracle. Receive a miracle. Receive a miracle now in the name of Jesus. Miracle, miracle, enter your life, enter your house, enter for you. No more struggling, no more affliction, no more drought, no more harm, no more emptiness in the name of Jesus. No more calamity. No more disorder. Miracle happenings. Miracle happenings. Miracle happenings. Left, right, and center for you. Miracles happening. It will be like a dream, but it will happen for you. I pull it forth now. I pull it down. Miracle buildings. Miracle buildings. Miracle gift that you need. Miracle car, you will testify. Miracle job, you will testify. Miracle land, miracle resources, you will testify. In the name of Jesus, Father, go ahead of us, Lord. Let there be speed and acceleration. Because of the miracle we were experiencing now, let there be speed and acceleration. Because of the miracle happening now, because of the miracle happening today, because of the miracle happening for me, it is my turn and my time. I decree and declare miracle. I will not cry, I will not beg, I will not be disgraced, Lord. The enemy will not take my portion. I will not be devoured. I will not lose my wealth, my income, my voice, my understanding, my strategy, my eyesight, my vision. I will not be found in the wrong quarters. This is my miracle season. I enter into the gate. I enter through now. In the name of Jesus, doors of favor be open. Doors of opportunity be open. I thank you, God, Father. Lemba landa salita lavaya. Rababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababab zonto la zikataya da ezambranka te zabolanda zabarabagada rabozage debege de zabaraske telebranda yada rabosogo tozo koto zakata la brakada azambrana bada bada bakada shanta la brokoto abaraske telebrakata la brakata yataba. In Jesus' name we are praying. I want you to decree and declare that as others are testifying this month, that you will be first in the name of Jesus to testify. Anything that will make you not testify, oh God, is it death, is it demonic hand, whatever it is that will make your testimony to be nothing, lega baranda yada, cancel it now, 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 and decree and declare, I am the first to testify. Ela baranda gadabai, my testimony will shock the men, will shock all that was here, that will shock men and women, will shock people. Randa balanda katai. My testimony will be on the lips of many. My testimony will be on the lips of many. It is a come and see. Men will gather and laugh with me and celebrate with me. They will spread my testimony in the name of Jesus. My testimony will not be aborted. My testimony will not be cut short. In the mighty name of Jesus. Zabrando koto zata balata. Razandele brokoto sanda katai and alabaha. In Jesus' name. Now I see a pain at the back of someone. I don't know what that pain is. I don't know how long that pain has been. But if you can't, just lay your hands right there at your back. Every pain now, from your spine down now, I command such pains to disappear in the name of Jesus. You will not be afflicted. The Lord heal you now and make you whole. The Lord heal you now and make you whole. I speak to the pain on the spine. I speak to the pain on the back. I speak to the pain on the back. Disappear now. Get out now from her body. Get out now from her. Get out now from their bodies. In the name of Jesus, that pain disappear. That pain never to return again. It's canceled. It's broken. It ceases now in the name of Jesus. La brancata zakata la broncoto zata la brendekete abalande ziboros kataya daba rabandekete zakato lizata daba rababa papa 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 rekete kete 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 jata la brakata rakoto zakata bakata bakata embele zikata la brokoto zabaraskete abaraskoto bosokoto za ekayanda la brokoto. You are healed now from the crown of your head to the sole of your foot. I decree and I declare healing. Let the balm of Gilead heal you. Let the balm of Gilead heal you. Zala brande ketela. Hey, you are healed. I decree and I declare healing. Healing all over your body. In the name of Jesus. Right now, I lift up a finance state to some or to God. Someone's finance is struggling terribly. Terribly, terribly. Now in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare this struggle ceases. This struggle is over. This struggle ceases now. This struggle is over. No more financial lack. No more struggling. No more financial indebtedness. No more struggling. No more financial lack. No more struggling. No more indebtedness. No more financial lack. No more struggling. No more indebtedness. In the name of Jesus. La brankata zekete lebraha. Rabandakata la bragada bagadaha. Dekato zangati zakatala. Ebelege de bogodo sandala bragadaba rabababababababa abaraskete zaboza bogada shandele bregede. In the name of Jesus, no more financial struggles. They are over completely and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, no more begging, no more struggling, no more confusion, no more wondering when will my turn come. I announce again one more time, this is your turn and your time. Just as Esther's turn came, lebrankataya, she was favored, she was loved, she was welcomed, she wore her crown and sat on her throne. So will it be for you in the name of Jesus. So will it be for you in the mighty name of Jesus. So will it be for you now.
now in the name of Jesus. Sambrangadaba sakatalabaha. Rabokoto zakatalabrangadaba. Rabokoto sakatalabrenketeza. Ezebekete sakatalabaha. Rabakata zakatabaha. Rabokoto zokoto zakatayadaba. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name, Lord, that you are fixing things now for us. You are fixing obstacles off our way, fixing them. Labaraskete zapaha. Eka zaparaskatabaha. E zaparaskatalaba shantalaba. Rabababababa. Holy Ghost, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Abaraskatabaha. Raskete lebrekete zikatalaba. Embelekete zabarabakataya. In the name of Jesus, anyone who's about to embark on a journey, you will not find disaster, no calamity on the way. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has gone ahead of you. He has cleared the way. He has gone ahead of you. He has cleared the way. You will not have any difficulties as you make that journey. In the name of Jesus, you will not be brought down. As you make that journey, you get to the end. That journey you're about to embark on, hear the word of the Lord. You will not come back in pain. You will not come back with persecution. You will not come back with calamity. There will be no disorder. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will help you. The Lord will satisfy you. The Lord will show you kindness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Yes, 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 yes. I hear God say the storm and the siege is over. Who is that for? Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Decree and declare, Father, every storm, every siege in my life is over. Every storm, every siege in my marriage is over. Every storm, every siege in my finance is over. Whatever the storm has been, whatever the siege has been plaguing you now, I decree and I declare it is over. In this month of miracle, there will be a turnaround. In this month of miracle, there will be a turnaround. Divine turnaround, supernatural turnaround for you. Miracle happening for you. Financial turnaround. Zabaraskete lebraha. Rate kata kata zakata lakata. Ezambrozo gaziga zagabaha. Lebrengede zegede lebrengede. Rabokoto zakata labaha. Rakata zakata zekete lebe. Rababababababa. Shanda labrakata. The siege is over completely in the name of Jesus. We say, let the storm cease. Let the storm cease. Let the raging storm cease. In the name of Jesus, every raging storm come to an end now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to begin to decree and declare what you want this week to bring for you. What you want this month to handle for you. Say, my marriage is settled. My business is settled. My husband is settled. My children are settled. Miraculously, in the name of Jesus, my finance is settled, my business is settled, my job, my promotion is settled, my new lifting, my new promotion is settled, miraculously, in the name of Jesus, miraculously, in the name of Jesus, miraculously, in the name of Jesus, the Lord give you settlements now, in the name of Jesus, miraculously, he settles you, miraculously, he fixes you, miraculously, he answers you. Miraculously, he gives you order. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Blessed be your name, O God. It is our miracle moment. It's our miracle season, and so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. La branda zigada. Our miracle is now. Our moment has come. Our turn has come. Thank you for the bad food. Thank you, Lord, because it is no longer bad. Thank you, Lord, because we have passed through bad to good. Your storehouse has been experiencing all kinds of damage, but I decree and I say it will no longer be bad. Yes, you thank God because it's about to move you to mega. That bad situation has changed now for your good. In the name of Jesus, from bad to good, in the name of Jesus, there is a miracle coming now. You will see it in the name of Jesus. Money is meeting money in your hands. Your bank account is forever refilling. In the name of Jesus, your oil will not run dry. In the name of Jesus, your jar will not be empty. Your vessel will not be empty. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare,
in this month of miracle, experience miracle. Hey, experience miracle. In this month of miracle, experience miracle. Let men say, I thought there was a casting down. You say, no, there is a lifting. Men will say, I thought this situation was dead and gone, but God will show you what a miracle means. Recovery, 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 recovery. Miraculously, you are going to recover miraculously. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will restore you miraculously. In the name of Jesus, you will bounce back from the back you have been now to the front. In the name of Jesus, you will handle your testimony. You will carry your baby miraculously. In the name of Jesus, you will have a new opportunity and another door will be opened unto you miraculously. In the name of Jesus, I bring you to the shores of the nations. Yes, Lord. It will happen miraculously. It will not be by your power. It will not be by your might. It will be by the Spirit of the Lord. Miraculous happenings, left, right, and center. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive miracles now in the name of Jesus. Begin to appreciate the Lord for answer prayers today. Say, Father, I thank you for my miracle. Hey, my God, I see this mega miracle is coming for me. I thank you for everything, every new thing you are doing, every new thing you are changing, everything you are fixing. I give you praise. It is my miracle season. I thank you, Lord, for remembering me. I thank you for remembering my household. I thank you for giving us miracles. Yes, Lord. We bless your name for what you have done. We are testifying to your goodness. No more affliction. No more affliction. No more disorder. No more chaos. No more calamity. No more sadness. No more crying. Depression. It is over. It is now your turn and your time, as Esther's turn and time came. Receive doors of miracle. Receive opportunities of miracle. Receive answers now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name, our good God, the one that answers by fire, that is our God. Lord, thank you for we will testify. We are the first partakers. We will testify. We will testify to say to men, come and see what the Lord has done. Our life is a testimony. Our answers have come in a hurry. Our answers have come in a hurry. No more illness, no more sickness, no more setback. It is over completely now. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, I thank you for everyone here today. Thank you because, Lord, miracles are landing in their lives. Thank you because miracles are bound to become their reality. In the name of Jesus, miracles now become your experience. Miracles become your expression. Miracles become your daily bread. In the name of Jesus, the days of struggling, the days of suffering, the days of pain, the days of distress, grief, and misery, I command them and I announce they have ended. In the name of Jesus, no more calamity, no more persecution, no more losses, no more sickness. Today, I announce the end of them because you have stepped into a miracle. Miracle you will see. Miracle babies, miracle jobs, miracle opportunity, miracle businesses, miracle appointments, miracle good news. Everywhere you go, it is your portion. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. No life missing, no property missing, no evil will happen to any one of us in the name of Jesus. The rest of your week is problem free. It is calamity free. It is failure free. You will not be victimized. You are a champion and overcomer, a miracle, a sign, and a wonder. Go forth and shine. Go forth and return with testimonies to the glory and to the praise of the name of our God. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Come on, celebrate the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah for your testimonies. Hallelujah for your miracles. Hallelujah for your answers. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining in today's prayer. The Lord will crown you with laughter. The Lord will give you answers. The Lord will make you a testifier in the name of Jesus. Your miracle will not be far. Your miracle will not run away from you. It will not elude you. Receive testimonies now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining in today's prayer. God will cause you to have your miracles in the name of Jesus. I cannot wait to hear you share your testimony because I know as God has announced this month is a month of miracle, you will be the first partaker. You will be the first to testify of this miracle. Amen. Of a turnaround in your favor, of a turnaround from affliction to answers, to blessing, to order, to multiples in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much. And I pray the rest of your week is full of testimonies. Thank you for joining in. Do have a good day. Do have the beautiful rest of the week in the name of Jesus. I will see you next. I'll see you next on Friday. Please do well to come in bright and early and let us enforce prayers one more time. Bye for now. I love you so much. Thank you very much. I will drop the prayer on the platform. Bye.
Thank you.